Let us remain standing, shall we, for our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to read the first 12 verses. If you have a Bible with you, you're welcome to follow. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The title of my message this evening is King. Simply that. King. I shall read now from verse 1 of chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Isn't it interesting? We forget that all of Jerusalem was troubled over this. It wasn't done in a corner. And that trouble aroused the true seekers. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Now, isn't it interesting to note that they all knew the answers? They immediately said, no, we can tell you where you're supposed to come from. I don't think we've stressed the proper climate into which Christ was born, and we've given the Jews too much space to get away and say they didn't know. They knew. Yeah. And everyone who ever knew the Bible knew. And may I remind you, every little Jewish boy memorized the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, before they were going to have their bar mitzvah. They knew. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." Isn't it interesting that there are also worshippers who aren't real and genuine? When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Father, we're excited about this message of yours. We love the gospel of the kingdom. We open our hearts to you this evening and say, Spirit of the living God, who has just come from the throne of God to speak to us, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things. Charm our hearts, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it, for we are open to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, folks.